Lecce is a Baroque city built on a Roman one that keeps surfacing where nobody planned for it. In the early 1900s, workers putting up a bank in the main square uncovered a Roman amphitheater, buried and built over for centuries, and most of it still down there, never dug out. This walk begins at one of its gates. The Habsburg Imperial Arms sit in the triangular pediment above you, flanked by a frieze of cannons and armor that quotes the triumphal arches of Rome. The Latin inscription under the pediment praises Charles V as terror and extermination of the Turks. A century earlier, in 1480, an Ottoman raiding fleet had landed at nearby Otranto and executed 800 citizens who refused to convert. The gate was commissioned by Ferrante Loffredo, the Spanish viceroy's governor, in Lecce around the middle of the 16th century on behalf of the city. The politics is anti-Ottoman propaganda in stone. Who designed it is contested. The popular tradition gives the gate to Gian Giacomo della Caia, the military architect who fortified the city's walls for Charles V's modern scholarship, gives it instead to Gabriele Riccardi, the sculptor-architect behind the Basilica of Santa Croce. The two attributions disagree about more than a name. Della Caia was an engineer building defenses. Riccardi was an artist quoting Vitruvius, the ancient Roman authority on architecture. The disagreement is what the gate looks like depending on which side you read. In the 19th century, the walls that flanked the gate were demolished, leaving it standing alone. What you see now is the triumphal arch stripped of its defensive context. From here you walk south, into the still medieval grid that survives behind these post-Roman walls, toward the building that made Lecce's name, a Baroque basilica built in reverse.